Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivation in Motion.
My clap sound amazing.
Motivation in Motion live on Tribe Family Channel. And this is the premiere of this particular show. Hello, I am Beverly Black, the creator of Tribe Family Channel. And it is with an extreme sense of honor, privilege, and pleasure to announce tonight's guest is Braxton Cosby. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest before we bring him on. Braxton A. Cosby is a dreamer with a vision of continuously evolving and maximizing the untapped potential of the human spirit. See why he's family? All right. Braxton received a lot of his inspiration from watching the accomplishments and the exploits of his famous uncle, comedic legend Bill Cosby. Braxton received his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate in physical therapy from the University of Miami. See why it's motivation in motion? Braxton has made it his personal mission to change lifestyles. People, I hope you are tuned in to Motivation in Motion, because this man is about changing lifestyles, breaking bad habits, one bad habit at a time, and now he is getting you in shape. In his words, I feel that God has given me a calling to help people, says Cosby. He is a certified sports nutritionist and a personal trainer. I could go on and on and on, but right now, let me bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, live back again on Tribe Family Channel, Mr. Braxton Cosby. Hey, Braxton, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Beverly? Thank you so much for having me on.
You know what, my brother? I'm honored and privileged to have you actually back again because you were here a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's good to see that you're still doing the motivational things that you do. So we're going to talk a lot about what you do and how you get it done. Okay.
Amen.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, and I'm loving your bio. It is just, you know, rife with accomplishments. Jezebel Magazine named you as one of the 50 most beautiful Atlantans. You're out there doing your thing with different television and ministries. And so we want to find out all about what you're doing, what Cosby Media Productions is doing. And I want to talk about this book. I mean, you've got these principles, and so I'm looking forward to getting my copy, and I think that would be a good place to start. So tell us, what is the Fat Freeway? Let me go back to the home page because it's skipping, okay? Fat Free for Life. That's what I want to talk about, the 13 principles of guaranteed weight loss and ultimate health. Because you know what? I feel like you are really calling people out, and if anybody's really ready and for real, they will jump on board. And so now's the time to get real and to be motivated into motion. So tell us about that book.
Yeah, Beverly, I think that's exactly what the purpose of the book was. When I used to co-host the show down here in Atlanta, the radio show Ask the Fat Doctors with Jamie Dukes, you know, I was into my writing, and, you know, I came on the show a couple of years ago to talk about one of my first novels that I wrote with you guys. And then since then, you know, God's used me to write another 9. But this was a book that Jamie kind of challenged me, said, hey, man, you know, you should put together a health book. You know, that's really what people need to hear. And I said, you know, I didn't want to put out anything that was trendy or faddish and, you know, give people information just to try to make money or just to try to get their hopes up about changing their life and losing weight for a moment and then not be able to maintain it. So I was really waiting for the inspiration to come around and try to put together something that I think was going to change their minds and how we think about taking care of ourselves, but not just about food and losing weight, but I really wanted it to be something that was all-inclusive about lifestyle and living and being healthy and happy and loving yourself and setting goals and going out to achieve those goals and having purpose in your life. So that's really what Fat Free for Life is about. It's really about taking all the unnecessary things in your life and removing them because, you know, essentially that's what fat is. It's unnecessary calories that have been stored on your body that are probably holding you back from certain things that you may want to do. You know, people who are very much so overweight, you know, they can't, you know, achieve as much physically because, you know, they may be hampered by their weight. They may be too tired. They may be fatigued. They may have some other health issues or comorbidities that go along with being overweight, blood pressure and things like that. So it does bring a lot of challenges to someone who might ordinarily not have excess weight on themselves and might be able to go and, you know, maybe run a marathon or whatever they want to do and just not have the same limitations. So I think people carry a lot of quote-unquote fat on them in their life that's really baggage, you know, relationships that have gone wrong, past failures that they've carried with them, you know, things people have said about them. They've put on this fat that really needs to be removed, and I think that the only way to do that is to really have a mental cleansing. And I tell people, you know, this book is about a mental, physical, and a spiritual realignment, how you put things together and really identify some of those barriers that have held you back for so long that you no longer want to have resting on you, and you don't want them to drag you down anymore. So with the ideas that I brought to this book, I feel like it's a very comprehensive approach to attacking health and wellness overall across those three dimensions of human existence. So each of the chapters, these 13 chapters, reflect the 13 principles of the book. And in each one of those chapters, you're going to have the spiritual information that you need. You're going to get the physical, which is the evidence-based research that I have that supports each one of those principles. I did research over, you find 70 reference articles that actually support the information that I'm putting in the book for the principles. And then also the mental, which is basically the soul, how you identify yourself, how you think who you are, and how you practice about going out and living every day, trying to achieve something and live a life of purpose. So I give you that in personal testimonies, and not just myself, but other people who have had, you know, the chips stacked not in their favor so much and have still accomplished great things. Women like, we end up using a reference from Gail Devers. You know, she had Graves' disease and the things that she was able to overcome regardless of that. Wilma Rudolph, a young lady who was born with polio, and the doctors told her she would never walk again, ends up winning the Olympics. How do people do that unless they tap into something that goes beyond just some identity that somebody has laid on you? You know, but it really comes from the inside, that intestinal fortitude that helps you drive and push to overcome every circumstance in your life, regardless of how bad things may seem on the outside and the surface.
Wow, I am just like in awe, because you really covered such a wide variety and array of the very things that do hold us back, or when activated and perpetuated into motion, will motivate us forward. And just like it says on the back of your book, address your mind, body, and spirit to get and stay healthy. And so it's not about just the physicalities of weight loss, but it is actually, like you say, freeing anything, all the baggage and any of the weight that could be holding us back from achieving our best self. And I love that. Additionally, it says on the back of your book, it talks about 10 foods that boost the metabolism. It talks about the keys to self-empowerment. Tell us about some of the keys to self-empowerment, because a lot of people, well, we all know it starts with the renewing of the mind. And so you being a Christian and being principled upon faith and what have you, tell us about those keys that we can use to self-empower and get in motion.
Right. Well, you know, self-motivation is very, very big. And I think, you know, it starts really, the battlefield is in the mind. You know, everybody says that, you know, even in athletic sports, most athletes and coaches will tell you that the fight really is the neck and up. You know, 90% of that happens there. You know, the body is just the tool that's being used. But if you really feel as if you can beat your opponent or win the game in the fourth quarter, or you can run that last leg on the relay and bring your team back and win, you really will go out and do it. But, you know, a lot of us can talk the talk, but really can't walk the walk when it comes down to it. So I talk about self-empowerment is really the first thing is to identify your barriers. You have to be able to go out and say, okay, these are the things that have held me back. What is it that I want to accomplish? You know, do I want to be a great actor someday? Do I want to be a fantastic singer? Do I want to be a fantastic athlete? You know, I want to accomplish my own business, entrepreneurship, whatever. You have to realize, okay, well, this is the goal I set as far as accomplishing these things. And then what are the barriers? Or maybe one of the things, as far as those barriers are concerned, are those things that I've put on myself? Are those things that somebody has put on me? And then how do I go about the best strategy of overcoming those things and really setting things in motion to be successful? And, you know, once you do that, I give you tools that are going to help equip you to move in that direction. You know, having the right people around you, the ones who are really on your team and who are really trying to support you and do the things that are going to help propel you forward in life. And can you give back to those people as well? Can you be a motivating force for them as much as they are for you? You know, I know that for me, you know, my wife is a fantastic a source of support for me, and she motivates me and drives me to go forward. And I do the same. I want to give back to her as much as I can, if not more, because, you know, as iron sharpens iron, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to be that catalyst in each other's lives to kind of help us achieve our goals. And if we fall short, at least we know we gave it our all and we had somebody who was in our corner to help push us in that direction as well. So the three keys that are going to empower people are set in the book. And I talk a lot about my own personal experience about doing that and some of the things that I wanted to do in life. And I set my goals, and, you know, I had my ups and downs and my defeats as well. And I really think that, you know, we're emotional eaters. People say, oh, you know, comfort food and all of that. But I think a lot of our personality is wrapped up in eating, you know. So I do call people out, sort of say, I ask you, you know, I think you have to ask yourself the question, why you eat, when you eat, what you eat, you know, and analyze those things and start looking at the times of day that you eat and the types of meals that you eat when you do that. And I think you'll find a lot of truth in it. And then once you start to just change a couple of things, you tweak some things about your meals, and I think you'll start to really see success. And that's why, you know, I wasn't afraid to put the word guaranteed on there, because I really feel so strongly that this is the most comprehensive health book that you're going to find, because it does attack those three dimensions of human existence. And if you put them into practice, I truly believe that you are going to be successful in not only losing weight, but keeping it off, and also having ultimate life, really feeling successful in what you do and having an abundant life.
Wow. And then you say on your website, my experience as a clinician, trainer, nutritionist, and athlete have all come together to craft the ultimate guide to helping people break the cycles of defeat that keep them from achieving all that God has for you. And you mentioned Mrs. Cosby, and, you know, being a principled man of God, that is that three-strand cord: God, you, and your wife.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Then you said, and you said, additionally, let's get it right for 2016, which is speaking about your 2016 30-day health challenge. So tell us about that, because apparently that went well. People were able to win autographed copies of your book. This ran from January 5th through February 4th, and you really helped people jumpstart, you know, the next leg of their life by taking control, you know, back. And so how did that challenge go, and what was some of the social media feedback?
Yeah, you know, it was what we called it was the 2016 30-day challenge. And the 30-day challenge was really just about the Eat Less, Move More campaign. You know, it's something that I really feel strongly about and passionate about, is just trying to simplify losing weight in some way. And not to say it's simple and it's guaranteed to work, but I think a lot of us get into these convoluted health programs where, you know, if you eat this only and you do that only and you exercise like this. Well, a lot of people who are having a lot of trouble with losing weight, one, are not able to do the complicated tasks that are required to lose a lot of weight in the way that they have, as far as some of these exercise tapes and fitness programs. And some of them don't have the discipline to do the other things, as far as the measuring of certain foods and eating percentages of this and that. So I was like, you know, I wanted to get something very simple. And the key to me was, okay, let's just eat less and move more. And then how do you measure that? You know, if I tell people, for those who are exercising now, maybe you're doing 30 minutes, you want to double the amount of exercise you do. So if you're exercising for 30 minutes, go to 60. If you're not able to exercise because you've got some other things going on with bad knees or hips because of arthritis has set in, then maybe just take the amount of steps that you do, calculate them with a pedometer, on a daily basis, and then try to double that number. And on the other side of it, as far as eating food, you know, consume half of what you normally consume. So if you have a meal, take your average plate, cut half of that, move it off to the side, save it for another day. Maybe you could take half of lunch and eat it for lunch the next day, or maybe you can eat that for dinner. But that's half what you're normally consuming on your meals, and that goes along with your drinks as well. You know, maybe put half water in the juice that you drink, or maybe you drink half a soda. So I didn't really necessarily eliminate everything from what people were going to enjoy, because I think food is a great thing. I like to eat food myself, but I challenge people to eat half of it. You know, if you have
that.
A slice of cake, eat half of it, you know. So just half everything and then double your activity. And that was the challenge for 30 days, and people really saw how much of a positive effect they could have in their lives. They were like, man, this makes things simple. I don't have to starve myself. I don't have to deprive myself. But I'm slowly starting to not even want these things after 30 days. So I think the real key to that was this kind of whipping your brain into shape and teaching it to obey you, or teaching your body to obey what the rules that you set in place, rather than giving into it all the time and just saying, hey, I'm just going to indulge. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm just going to go ahead and eat, and, you know, I'm a failure. Rather than that, put together something that's a structured plan and just stick to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when people did that with the program, they really were successful, and they had a lot of great results. And they, you know, they were contacting me through the Facebook page. You know, we made up the Eat Less, Move More, Live Well page, and people joined it. We had over 500 people join in. In the
awesome.
Group, and, you know, we were blasting on social media with Facebook and Twitter, and even on Instagram, and people were responding. So I had a lot of people lose weight. The ones who won got an autographed copy of the book. So, you know, we were just very happy to see the turnout and people get excited about it. And some people have made real effectual changes by applying that basic principle going forward, even after the challenge. You know, they also got the copy of the book. And they got more of the tips that I talk about with meal preparations and things like that, and the 10 foods that increase your metabolism. So they've been applying a lot of the philosophy that's in the book, and those principles that help kind of carry them going forward. So very excited about the results of the program.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Congratulations to the vision, the concept, and the success. When you were speaking earlier, you were talking about changing some of the habits and some of the things that we tell ourselves. And I can recall when I was an emotional eater, and I didn't realize it. Okay, I didn't realize it until years later, after I had gotten in more emotion and had lost weight. And I had a sister from the church that I raised my children in. We ran into each other, and she said, "Beverly, where did all that weight go?" And I'm thinking to myself, "What weight?" Okay,
right, right.
First of all, it's good to see you, but what weight, right? So when I look back. When I looked back on the pictures, Braxton, I saw the weight she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference was that I had changed the locations. I was in more motion, greater mobility, activity-wise, running around with the kids more,
right.
In and out of the library, and, you know, grab your backpacks, we're going here, we're going there. And I was up and at them a lot more than in my previous residence, where I would drop them off, come back home, do everything around the house, sit around there, reward myself by going to Grand.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, we may have lost audio.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, okay. I can hear you.
I don't know what happened. You just got quiet. You were talking, and then I didn't hear anything. I was about to recall in. I'm glad you got back in.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like we may have had a little pocket there. But, no, I was just expounding on where it does happen. The battlefield is in the mind, looking back
mm-hmm.
on that time of life in the season that I was in. So
right.
I concur with you. Now, tell us before we switch gears about the 30-day health challenge. Will
mm-hmm.
there be any more health challenges coming this year with regard to, you know, what you did then in January?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to do a summer starter starting on June 1st. We're going to do the whole month of June with a 30-day challenge as well. You know, we want to do it periodically throughout the year, get people excited about losing weight. You know, June will be
mm-hmm.
here, kind of starting the summer off and getting people active. So, yeah, definitely that's where we're, you know, we kind of broke the news here on Tribe Channel. We're going to be doing that starting June 1st. So we'll start putting out the information for people to get on board with what we're doing and get excited about the next wave of the 30-day challenge.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in, you are live on Tribe Family Channel. I am Beverly Black, the creator of Tribe Family Channel, and with me on Motivation in Motion is Mr. Braxton Cosby. We've been talking about his 30-day health challenge, and we just heard it for ourselves. It will be back June 1st, and in case you're just tuning in, over 500 people have been helped through this challenge. They have posted their results on social media. People's lives are being changed. And if you're ready to take that challenge and change your life, renew your mind, body, and spirit, then you better log on to BraxtonCosby.com, and you can find all of the information with regards to the 30-day health challenge that was held in January through February. Now, on June 1st, it's going to be back, and so just revisit his site until you see those updates. We're going to invite you back in June to give us an update as well, so I'll stay in touch
Absolutely.
With your publicist. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to switch gears for a minute, and we're going to get into some ministry work and some of the production work that you're doing with Leon Cosby III and the Cosby Productions. So we're going to do that when we come back from the song that I was telling you about, and
right.
I feel that what you're doing and what others can do to further better themselves and to bring out the best in them is to really surrender and
right.
and give it all to a power greater than yourselves, and then take that challenge and make that move to better yourself, to become the best person that you can be. And so we're going to take a break, Braxton, grab some water, and we'll be right back after we hear Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
oh,
around
can only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Oh,
when everyone else
around
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me. I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
Saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Woo, ladies and gentlemen, Motivation in Motion live on Tribe Family Channel with my guest, Braxton Cosby. And you know what? It's all about seeing the best in yourself. We have been discussing his book. Now we're going to move into the segment that discusses his productions company, Cosby Media Productions, entertaining the mind, inspiring the soul. And so, Braxton, tell us what inspired the creation of Cosby Media Productions.
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, my cousin Leon Cosby moved down to Atlanta. He was in transition moving down to Atlanta, and he kind of brought up the idea. We connected and brought up the idea of bringing, you know, good family, wholesome entertainment back to the space that had basically had not been occupied for a very long time, with some of the good wholesome shows that came up in the 80s, you know, positive images and role models on TV. I think we've kind of stepped away from with the emergence of reality TV. Things have gotten a lot more real, scripted, and really unreal to me. And I think that our focus has been on how much you can bring shock value to the table, how much you can try to surprise somebody and just get people talking. And I don't think there was a lot of a focus on just the family and the entertainment aspect of, you know, how creative can you be? Can you really write a story that was original and have a, you know, the focus be on the family again and really young people, and you don't have to have a lot of cursing and sex in order to entertain, but just, you know, wholesome original storytelling. And you know, we kind of sat down and figured out what that would be, and we looked at all of the different platforms of media and entertainment, that being TV, film, books, music, and also just, talent management. So we decided to create Cosmeta Productions. Those five divisions are actually right there on our website. People can go and look at what we have. We've been able to build a very nice catalog of books, from self-help to fiction, covering young adult books and superheroes and great science fiction tales and movie adaptations that we've had. And we have those in ebook, paperback, and audiobook platforms. And we've also started some TV networking projects where we have Indie Style is currently on our one of our partners, UHETV, on that platform, the IPTV, internet over, TV over internet. Indie Style is now running on that. We're also on Comcast On Demand. People can go and actually check that out with the very talented host, Leah Devon, and she's interviewed some of the movers and shakers in the indie sector. Myself, I've been on the show talking about Cosmeta Productions and being an entrepreneur and an author and an actor and some of the other talented people out there. She's interviewed on the show. It's very, very entertaining. She does an amazing job, and that's actually going to be launching on the new FUBU TV platform that's coming out later on this year as well, so we're excited about that. And we've also partnered with just some amazing talent in the indie sector, director J. Jessica Smith. He's done some amazing things with film, so we partnered with him. We're trying to put things in motion to bring my novel, Protostar, to the big screen, so we're in talks with completing the financing for that. So taking a book from the pages to the silver screen has definitely been a dream and a vision of mine, and we're moving in that direction. I co-wrote the screenplay with Mel Kling Jr., a very talented writer as well. So we're really looking for big things in 2016 as far as film and TV goes. And we've also put out music last year for some great artists who are really talented and excited about what they're doing. We continue to bring more coming up this summer with some more music that we'll be releasing. And we also have some artists that we manage as far as actors and speakers. So, we put together this division, and we just wanted to see where it would go, and God's been blessing it. It's been moving very steadily. We are in the midst of our young adult week this week, young adult books. Me and you talked about it off the air, and basically just talking about books that have a focus on young people and young themes without the sex and the cursing, but just original stories. I think that parents will be glad that their kids are getting excited about reading. They'll be able to come and read or even listen to these books on audiobook, and they don't have to feel any level of concern or fear that their kids are going to be reading something that is going to be derogatory, but just, original stories. We handpick these stories when we talk to authors about, we want to make sure that it's original content, stories that have not been told yet. And to celebrate Young Adult Week, we have multiple titles that are actually free on ebook and even reduced price, 99 cents, because we really want to push books back to the masses. We have our Rediscover Reading Initiative that we have in place where we're really encouraging young people and old to get back to discover the joys of reading, because we realize how many of us are not reading. Everything is just, about what you see, what you can take in listening as opposed to just sitting down and reading a book, but what we see on TV and on the big screen as well. So we're really trying to encourage people to get back into reading. Let your mind bring the words of the author together in your head and let your imagination just take it away. So, we're really trying to get that going, and we've had over 2,000 downloads so far in just the 2 days we've been doing the promotion, so we're really, really excited. And we see that we're getting some new readers coming into the Cosmeta Production camp, and we just want them to read it, review the books, and tell other people about them and encourage other folks to go ahead and download them, because that's what we're doing. We're giving away something that we feel are gifts. Our authors are very talented. The books and the story they put together are very fantastic, and we want people to come on board and join us in the Rediscover Reading Initiative and continue to push that forward. So Cosmere Productions is just, you know, our way of bringing that family-friendly content back to the masses, you know, and really reflects the direction that my uncle spearheaded when he was doing the Cosby Show, you know, putting role models on TV that had never been on TV before in that capacity, and telling original stories that people still remember to this day. And that's what we want to do. We want to strive to do that same thing with our company. So, you know, so far, so good. We've been excited, and, you know, we have a great team behind us. Our editor, Tamar, who does all of our books, she does an amazing job of bringing them together. Mellow Bean is our music man. He puts the music to the audio books so that, you know, everybody has an original soundtrack to go along with their stories. And we also have our fantastic publicity team, Solidity Productions, Promotions, and they've been, you know, really getting our authors out there, getting interviews and opportunities for them to talk and speak and book signings and everything. So, you know, we have a nice machine. We're really tightly knit, and we just want to continue to just move in the positive direction in 2016, and we really feel great about the strides we've taken in a couple of years we've been around.
I am extremely proud to know and honored to hear just such a plethora of talent, creativity, the many facets that come out of Cosby Media Productions with the five divisions, focusing on artist management, music, print, television, and film production. And then you, as a multi-award-winning author, you've got the Star-Crossed Saga series going on. And then also tell us about The Snare, the Christian-based movie or film.
Yeah, The Snare was something that I worked over in England, London, England, with a director named David Agundi. And we started shooting some initial scenes over there. They're still producing it now. They're still going to finish the last bit of that, and I'll go back and finish up the rest of the film with him. But The Snare is just a Christian film. It talks about, you know, getting caught up, having the right motive, going into maybe even into the next level of business, and then realizing that you may have been caught up in something a lot bigger than what you imagined, and how do you get out? How do you get, you know, pulled in, and that snare that now has you caught because you've, you know, you've kind of aligned yourself with the wrong people and trying to get back out. And even after you realize that there's, you know, forces behind the scenes that are even darker and, you know, more dangerous than you would have assumed on the surface. So really excited about that and hoping to get things kicked off with them again later this year. But, yeah, you know, a lot of the indie scene is doing so well right now. And we want to reflect that same vision with the the way that music has evolved and the way that films have kind of come to the forefront. You know, we work with indie talent and directors and producers, and that's what we want to be. We want to be right in that scene. We have a partnership with E1, who is the largest independent distributor of film and music in the world, and we have an exclusive deal with them to bring some of our projects to the limelight. So, you know, we're just really, really excited, and all we're doing is just sitting back and continuing to build partnerships and just really waiting for God to do what he has to do with him.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, I am so thankful to hear, like I said, of the many layers and the plethora of everything that is happening out of your camp. You're really talking my language on many levels. I'm a publisher, and obviously I have different clients that their story reads like a book, in particularly a former sharecropper by the name of Dr. Thelma Battle Buckner, who just celebrated her 85th birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
Alex Haley, Yes, Alex Haley told her that her story starts where Ruth ends. And so we're actually actively seeking avenues to bring her story from book to big screen where it belongs. So I'm going to definitely be in touch. I want to remind our listeners that they can get in touch with your company at CosbyMediaProductions.com. There's a plethora of creativity and or creative avenues that one can aspire to connect and partner with you. And speaking of partners, now your COO, Leon Cosby III, seems like he has a funny bone. He's intelligent and engaging and entertaining. Seems like he reset the industry bar. You and he coming together here. Tell us a little bit about his business savvy sense that helps create the niche markets for the artists and the companies that you've been partnering with. Tell us a little bit about your partner since he couldn't be here today.
Yeah, Leon is kind of like the deal maker. You know, he's the one who reaches out, gets folks on the phone, starts to craft whatever partnerships we can have, and then we have the conversations and we put everything together. You know, with the documentation to reflect our relationship, and you know, he's been just really amazing to work with. Been able to really bring a lot of his experience of being in the entertainment industry for so long. And a lot of those just relationships that he's developed
Hello?
Over the years.
Uh-oh, it seems like we're losing connectivity with
Hello?
You, Braxton. I don't know
Hello?
What happened.
Hello? Hello?
All right, well, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to continue our show. Solo, that was Braxton Cosby, Cosby Media Productions. We were just going over his cousin, COO, and partner, and there is a plethora of information on the website, CosbyMediaProductions.com. They are involved with television, film, publishing, music, consulting. Braxton can also be found on social media. He is at BraxtonCosby.com as well. And so we're so honored and thankful that we were able to have this time and speak with him. We want to remind our listeners that you can actually log on to TribeFamilyChannel.com and look for our next show, Motivation in Motion. It will be June 7th, and that is Prince Rogers Nelson's birthday. So we're going to prepare a special treat for you to keep you motivated, keep you in motion. We want to thank you for tuning in today. This was the premiere, and thank you, Braxton. As this digital age would have it, we lost you, but you know what? We're family. You'll be back. And we thank you for the return today on Tribe Family Channel.